This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 11th. God's word for you today is step out. Our scripture reading is taken from Judges chapter 6, verse 14, and it says, "Then the Lord turns to him and said, 'Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you.'" Remember the example of the fish in a bowl. The fish most likely feels restricted even though it knows that it is made for more. However, until the fish can leap into the ocean, the fish should stay in the bowl. If the fish is still in its bowl, on a table, listening to motivational speakers saying, "Get out of your comfort zone," the only place it will land is on the table, and it will wiggle for a while and die. So, how does that fish enter into its destiny? The fish must believe this word and begin to use its tongue to create the ocean, so that by the time it leaps out of the bowl, it is jumping straight into the ocean and not on the table. Your tongue reveals something about what is going on inside of you. Like Gideon, you may have things in your life that question your greatness, your capacity, your place in God, and the things that God has for you. In fact, sometimes there are things that are questioning your very existence. You are trusting God for something, so you are elated and excited. Then time passes and you start to wonder if God really spoke to you. Am I really made for more? Is there really more to life? The truth is that every word will be tested. Every word will go through fire. And for a season like Gideon, you have to thresh wheat under the wine press, disguising your operations because nothing is really happening. However, the truth is, until God speaks, nothing happens. It is okay to use your common sense, intellect, planning skills, and all you have to survive and to make things move forward. But that is only necessary until God speaks. When God speaks, everything changes. When God speaks, you need to lay aside your plans. You need to lay aside the systems that you set in place and step into your destiny in God. When God speaks, that hero moves from a zero to a hero indeed. For some reading this today, you can hear God saying to you, "You are made for more. The future, the greatness, the ocean resides in you." Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 13 to 14 says, "It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask, 'Who will cross the sea to bring it to us, so we can hear it and obey?' No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart, so that you can obey it. You are definitely made for more. You may be going through that season of hiding right now. God is saying to you, it is time to come out of hiding because greatness resides in you. And we command that greatness be unleashed in the name of Jesus." Let us pray. Father, at your word, I go in the strength that I have, and I crush every operation of Midianites in my life, my family, and in my sphere of influence, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.